A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, September the 25th, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing the way forward for the country as President Emmerson Mnangagwa arrived in Zimbabwe today from New York, where he attended the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly. But before we delve deep into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening in Washington, D.C., where more than 150 failed products from around the world are on display at a new museum in the U.S. Capitol. But despite their premature demise, many paved the way for better, more successful innovations. VOA's Julie Tabo has more.
A chair inspired by the hula hoop was supposed to help you exercise while at the office, but simply made people dizzy. A bicycle made of plastic wobbled and flopped when in use.
Wow, she really cute!
And a doll designed to chew plastic food was also capable of nibbling children's fingers. These are just a few examples of the more than 150 failed products that are currently on display at the Museum of Failure in Washington. Samuel West is its founder.
Products and services that people who invested money and resources into them had very high expectations that good things would happen, and things did not turn out the way they had planned.
The objects represent a range of industries, from disasters at sea to impractical, pricey, and dangerous modes of transport on land. West says some are downright senseless.
A face mask that gives your face electric shocks to make you look more beautiful. A golf club that you urinate into so that you don't have to go to the bathroom out when you play golf.
West, who's a psychologist by trade, says failure is important for progress. So part of the museum's goal is to destigmatize failure.
In the United States, it's a society obsessed with success. So failure is very sensitive, especially in the corporate world. So this is a big problem for organizations, because if you don't accept the fact that you fail, you will not be innovative, and you will not be able to learn from your failures.
West points to companies with products that initially failed, but later evolved to become great sensations. Video game giant Nintendo is one example.
They have failed spectacularly with different inventions. One is called the Power Glove. It's a glove you put on to control the computer game. Complete failure. Another one was a 3D gaming console that you had to sit like this to look into.
Which apparently could damage the eyesight of children if used for more than 10 or 15 minutes.
But Nintendo learned from these failures and created one of the most successful video gaming consoles of all time, the Nintendo Wii.
Before leaving, visitors have a chance to share their own failures.
Most of the things that people write on the share your failure wall are things that they didn't do, as opposed to things that they did.
A sign, perhaps, that the subtle message of nothing ventured, nothing gained, even at the risk of failure, is getting through. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
Now back to our main topic, the opposition. CCC, led by Nelson Chamisa, claims that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission rigged the elections. Election observers from the Southern African Development Community, European Union and African Union condemned the elections, saying the polls fell short of regional and international standards. Despite all these complaints, President Emmerson Mnangagwa has picked his cabinet, which will sit for the first time tomorrow. Chamisa told VOA Studio 7's Blessing Zulu today that his party is prepared to hold talks with Mr. Mnangagwa about what has to be done in Zimbabwe and not the formation of a unity government.
Transitional authority. GNU, no, as long as I run as a city of one, my would be a transitional authority in the car. In Onganiza, from what the animal say, in Bofano Baja Masimba, your gadgets as no fan of gadgets, my economic reforms. So, Gilamania is credit, my debt issues. So, Gilamania is the good reasons, the good Panazuran was Ripanica, which has gadgets, say, Kurakama business in Nika. My economic reforms. So, dealer, the political reforms. Circumiran of Anya, the Matundi, governance reform, electoral reforms, not government, Dumbe, or Chemo. So, dealer, Nenya, Zekia, Tambura, Zekia, Panazipo, Pavuka Independent Electoral Commission. In English, in Akwaka Revekira, Kutra Mapato Ese, Nematoka Ese, Machechi, Nema professional bodies, Nema youth group. There are any contributions to Nema and independent electoral boards. Kweto Mekwane party in HF is an PF. Legislative and constitutional reform.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa has already indicated that he is prepared to work with the losing parties under the Political Actors Dialogue, POLAD. This is a similar entity which he created after the disputed 2018 general elections. Nelson Chamisa refused to join POLAD. Last Thursday, Mnangagwa told the United Nations General Assembly that the elections were free and credible.
Excellencies, Zimbabwe continues to entrench democracy, constitutionalism, good governance, and the rule of law following the recently held 2023 harmonized general elections. I am pleased to highlight that our country enjoyed peace before, during, and after our free, fair, transparent, and credible elections.
That there was President Mnangagwa addressing the United Nations General Assembly last Thursday. Speaking on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa told the SABC that SADC is expected to convene a meeting soon to deliberate on the outcome of the elections in Zimbabwe. Some church leaders and other stakeholders are also calling for the talks between the two main political parties in order to tackle the current economic hardships faced by millions of Zimbabweans. Also speaking on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly in New York, Hilda Suka Mafudze, the African Union ambassador to Washington, told Studio 7 she was impressed by world leaders who called for peace in the world and empowerment of women.
To me, it was peace, the advocacy for peace. I took part in ringing the bell of peace, where I was number 520 person to ring the peace bell, to say we have to experience, we have to push for peace, because the world is getting to a point whereby people are no more understanding. But if we run with peace, and advocate for peace at each and every turn, we'll find we will have a good a governance in all countries in the world. That was my biggest takeaway. And of course, I'm hearing a lot from more leaders who spoke, who are talking about the COVID has pulled us backward. But those things happen, but it doesn't stop us from moving on and looking at the bigger picture to say how do we get there. Those were my takeaways from this UN General Assembly.
We saw President Cyril Ramaphosa when he made his address calling on the UN to have more women in leadership positions presenting at this kind of occasion. What's your take on that?
Yes, there is talk about this, and where I went to attend these meetings of peace, the actual item which was discussed there was, what should the women in leadership do to draw more women up, to pull more women up to be in decision positions? And we thank President Ramaphosa for mentioning something that the issue of women. Women need to also make sure their houses are in order. They can only come together. What they should do is to come together, formulate coalitions, and also work with those NGOs that are on the ground in the continent of Africa, and making sure that they speak with one voice, have the same policies, and ensuring that we are pulling people from below for them to be in certain positions. It can only be done by us men, women, and we are happy that the men are pushing that for us. We thank the President Ramaphosa for saying that.
That there was the African Union Ambassador to Washington, Hilda Sukamafudze, in New York. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss the way forward for Zimbabwe, we are joined by Tim Muringai of CCC, Philip Shabata of ZANU-PF, and Kennedy Masie, a human rights lawyer. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, Marvelous.
Thank you. I'll start off with you, Mr. Chabata of ZANU-PF. You heard there, we heard CCC President Nelson Chamisa speaking about the way forward that he sees things going in Zimbabwe. What's your take?
No, yeah, I heard it, Marvelous. What can a loser say? You see, the issue is that when you go into a contestation in an election, you must go knowing that you're either going to win or you're going to lose. When you lose, you need to go back to your drawing board and see, put up strategies of how you can win next. The problem I have with his suggestions is that he's talking about transitioning to where, from where. We went into an election as a country, and he lost the election. What he should be worried about, what Mr. Chamisa should be worried about, is putting, making his group to a party where there are structures and leadership structures that is in place. Even if we were to say we are going into a transition, who do we go into a transition with? With Nelson Chamisa himself, look at his party. People are crying every day, all of them. They are demonstrating against him because he is like a dictator. He has been pinpointing, picking people of his choice and all that. So we don't want to put our country into a chaos. We went into election, and our president Mnangagwa won free and fair. And if there were any problems, Zimbabwe has got a law. It's a nation of laws. They should have gone to court, but they knew that they did not even have any evidence. They lost in parliamentary seats. They lost council seats. They also lost the presidential. So what transition for? We are not transitioning into anything. We are moving forward. We continue to move on. He will continue to be crying as an opposition member, and he will be crying until I don't know when. He needs to come to himself and begin to realize that politics is for the mature. It's not for the kids, for college kids.
Thank you there. Mr. Tim Muringai of CCC, would you like to rebut what Mr. Chabata is just saying there? We heard the leader of your party talking about a transitional government. What's your take?
Thank you very much, and thank you, Mr. Chabata and Mr. Masia. Well, you know, the good thing about evidence that is produced in any plebiscite or election is the results. So they are displayed openly and freely, and the voters' rolls are given to the candidates and people that are contesting. And the people that are in the opposition are not arrested, like the Ngaruvumes and the Sikalas, and councillors and mayors that are continuing being persecuted until today. So I know my brother, Mr. Chabata, would love to put lipstick on a pig. The whole world, including the Sadiq brothers, we have organs and statutes that prescribe how elections should be run in all our brotherly and sisterly nations in the 16 of the Sadiq countries. In the AU, there is the prescription of how elections are run. EU, same thing, that has been providing finances and whatever. Mr. Mnangagwa has declared himself, Zimbabwe is not a monarchy where you just say, okay, just because I feel like I did this, this is the, what the result is. No, it's a democracy where we have people who have expressed their will. Their will was President Nelson Chamisa. But what we have said is, like, let's have a national transitional authority that sets aside all these discussions that the whole world has told us that our elections were not free nor fair. And we can come together, put the people in power, or give them the mandate to fix how we should run our elections. It was done in 1980 when we had issues after independence. So we know that Mr. Mnangagwa was here at the UN as the ZANU-PF representative, because SADC has said that the elections were not free, nor fair, nor according to the statutes that they have in the SADC Treyoka.
Thank you there. I'll now come to you, Mr. Kennedy Masie. What's your take on what we're seeing happening? You also were part of Zimbabweans that picketed outside the United Nations during this weekend. What's your take? How significant is this type of action?
I think what Zimbabwe needs right now is a strong institution, a strong government. And pretty much the elections that we had last month did not reflect the will of the people. We saw that before the elections, there was no voters' roll. During the elections, a lot of, voter suppression, which was unprecedented, happened when, ballot boxes, ballot papers, were nowhere to be found when people went to vote. And there were so many irregularities that were also noted by the SADC, observer mission. And yes, that in itself does not reflect the will of the people. And it also does not do any good, to the progress that we want to see in Zimbabwe. So I would definitely agree that there needs to be a transitional authority. Mm-hmm. And this transitional authority has to come in to bring the legitimacy and credibility in our whole system of governance, and also to rebuild, democratic institutions that we have seen disseminated, decapitated by, the authoritarian rule that we see today. And there are so many things to talk about, but I'll just leave it here for now.
Yes, and before I let you go, as a lawyer, how would this actually be put into place legally?
Well, yes. So basically, the parliament has the power to bring in any reforms that they want to, or probably pass any law that they want to pass. So, for a transitional authority to come into play, there's need for the buy-in from both ZANU-PF and CCC. That yes, this is what we need to do, and if that's what we need to do, then there has to be a legal framework that has to put in place through Parliament. And when Parliament passes whatever bill that is passed, there has to be other issues that have to be looked into, specifically the you know, the legitimacy and credibility of the transitional authority itself, because its legitimacy heavily depends on on the credibility in the eyes of both the domestic and probably international stakeholders. And if the transitional authority is perceived as neutral, inclusive, and representative of a broad range of political actors, it is more likely to garner support and cooperation from various factions within the country. So the parliament can probably come up with a framework that brings this into play. But as I say, this needs every Zimbabwean, this needs every political party that participated in the election to be involved, including the CSOs, NGOs, churches, and the students, whoever is a stakeholder eligible to be participate should have a buy-in.
Thank you so much. Vachabata, pane chakaipa here kuti pave nenhaurirano takaona vatabombeki vachitaura nepenyuro yeSABC kumucheto weunga kuti panofanira kuita nhaurirano pakati pavamunangagwa navachamisa kuitira kuti munyika zvinhu zviwanikwe zvichifamba zvakanaka.
Andimboona chakaipa pakutaurirana naanyone, not just Chamisa chete, because Zimbabwe haisi haina CCC as a party. But chinhu chandinoshamisa, chikonishamisa ini ndechekuti icho, we have a lawyer anouya achitaura pamusoro pamberi pedu apa achitaura kuti kunofanira kunge kune mutemo wakati, kune mutemo wakati. Zimbabwe haina mutemo wetransitional authority. One, two. Zimbabwe vanhu vedu vakaenda kuelection. Vaenda kuelection vakachuza leader wavo. The majority of Zimbabweans chose their leader, who is Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa. Vanhu vari kuchema, they are the minority. Why would we want to suffocate the majority because of a minority? Everywhere else where there's an election, there's always a cry out from the minority. Even in this country, you recall, marvelous, that when George Bush ran against Gore had the highest number of people. But George Bush went into office because of the laws and the electoral college system, which was to be followed. When Hillary Clinton ran against Trump, Hillary Clinton, I think, had 3 million more votes than Trump. But because of the electoral college system, the laws that binds the election, the how elections are run in a country, Hillary Clinton lost and Trump won. Now in Zimbabwe, we all agreed that we are going to an election, and the referee of our elections in Zimbabwe is ZEC, and the ZEC was actually, you remember that ZANU-PF was actually crying foul when he did its delimitation. We have people that lost because the delimitation process was done in such a way that we didn't want as ZANU-PF. However, we had to accept it because ZEC was the boss. And when we ran the election, ZANU-PF won. There's no need for any discussions right now. What the CC needs to do right now is to begin to put its house in order and make its party structural and put it into such a situation where, but these two gentlemen can agree that CC does not have a structure, they know. It's called ambiguity of ambiguous something. And I can tell you that if they don't put their house in order, they will come to another election and there will still be mourning. For example, the lawyer was saying the parliament should do this and this and this. The very parliament he is saying the election was not free and fair. Which parliament is going to put? Why are we going to accept a parliament, parliamentarians of the so-called unfree and fair to organize us into something else? We are
Thank
a
you.
We are not a Pakistan. We are not a Pakistan. We are a country. We run by the laws of the nation. If you lose elections, or if you have an issue with ZEC, you go to constitutional court. You don't go to United Nations. You don't go to UAE. You don't go to FADAC. Our elections are run by ZEC. And ZEC is bought only by the constitutional court. Lawyer, I need you to understand that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chabata of ZANU-PF. I'll come to you, Mr. Tim Muringai of the Citizens Coalition for Change. Please, could you answer to what Mr. Chabata has been saying? Your comment.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I'm listening to ZANU PF, and you know, there's so many mixed messages. A month ago, we heard Mr. Mchangwa saying ZANU PF will never reform itself out of power. If you need power, you need to go to war like we did. Mm-hmm. Then we hear the chief representative of Mnangagwa saying that there was peace and there will be peace. So, you know, you have this dog whistling by the sundry of ZANU-PF, and then you have one person saying another thing. What we are saying is this. The whole world is telling Rachabata, who I know is a very upright man, Kuti, no, elections did not go the way that the static statutes call for. The AU said the elections didn't go well. The EU observers and UN itself. So I don't know why they are always trying to say the whole world is wrong and they are always right. This is time for Zimbabweans, as Zimbabweans. Like we know, like the police officers voted in their numbers for Nelson Chamisa. The army voted in numbers for Nelson Chamisa. If you ask Mr. Chamisa today to break down the numbers of how many votes were coming from each particular constituency, he cannot tell you. But he will tell you that Mnangagwa won by 52%. Where is that 52% coming? That's what we're saying. We don't want to get into the nitty-gritty because Zimbabwe is a peace-loving nation. We're saying, let's sit down. Our static brothers have told us that this election was flawed. Sit down, figure it out. It has happened when they have issues in Congo. Zimbabwe is participatory, has sent troops over there to fix the situation. It has happened in Lesotho, where they had an issue where the prime minister was getting into trouble. Zimbabwe, again, as a part of the SADC Trioka, came in and helped. That's why we're saying we need a national transitional authority that is a referee that we all both agree on, or all the parties that are there that have representatives, CSOs like Ramasia said, churches, whoever, so civil society, come together, put a group together and say, okay, Zimbabwe, we want to move forward because we want credibility back in the international world.
Thank you so much there. Mr. Masia, your last word in a few seconds. Advocate Masia, your last word.
Yes, no, thank you very much. I think I will stick to the fact that Zimbabwe really needs a transitional authority because right now we need national reconciliation. We need to make sure that we rebuild our structures. We don't have structures at the moment that are strong, and I don't see these 5 years of Mr. Mnangagwa in power being any better than what we have seen before. And I would also want to advise, ZANU-PF people not to basically, fantasize around, Chamisa and the structures. That does not help anything. Right now, Zimbabwe wants to heal. Zimbabwe wants to have proper structures. And Zimbabweans want just to have a good government for them to have jobs, employment, and good health care. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mr. Chabata, your last word.
My last word, and that's David. For my brothers, David, we need to just smell the coffee. Mnangagwa Bachgar, ZANU-PF is in power. We got into the Lamberi for the next 5 years. Let's come together, unite, and build our country.
Thank you so much.
The responsibility to be some sanctions. Those last time to get a GNU, but I tried to be some sanctions. You are one of our business. It's out of with sanctions or without.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night, Zimbabwe.